There is something about a parade, whether it's the spirit in the air or people lining Main Street, children up on their parents' shoulders trying to see the floats as they come by, or the marching band playing as loud as it can. And on Palm Sunday, as we parade into the sanctuary, waving palm fronds, we imagine throwing our coats on the ground as Jesus rides into Jerusalem. And if we listen closely, we can hear echoes of Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. God's steadfast love endures forever, that this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. But perhaps those hosannas say more than we realize at first. Because before the psalm was a cry of victory, it was first a cry of distress. Because Psalm 118 reaches back to the Exodus, where the people of God are crying out for liberation, freedom, and redemption. That we might translate verse 25, all those "we beseech yous" to say, "Hosanna, Lord, we call you to save us." But admittedly, a cry of distress seems completely out of place in the middle of a parade. So why bring it up on Palm Sunday? Perhaps, as Buddy Sheridan, a church historian, says, just because they're cheering for you does not mean they fully understand you. That they were cheering for Jesus, but maybe they didn't fully understand what he was up to. That we have sang of victory before, when Jesus was born, that we rushed to Bethlehem. We brought our gifts along with the Magi. We sang of Jesus as the Prince of Peace and King of Kings, and we thought all will now be well with the world. But then Jesus interrupted the party, saying things like, "The first will be last, and the last will be first," saying, "You are called to love your enemies," saying, "Forgive so you may be forgiven," or, "Those who work the least will be paid the same as those who work the most," or, "Take up your cross and follow me." It doesn't sound like a song of victory. It sounds more like a note of concern. That's not what you expect to hear at a party. It doesn't fit a song of victory. So maybe those hosannas of Palm Sunday spoke of more than we realize. That the people lining Main Street, throwing their coats on the ground, they were crying out in victory because they wanted a new son of David on the throne of Israel. They were celebrating victory over Roman rule. But those hosannas were also a cry for help. They spoke of more than just a new king of Israel. They called out for God to remake this world. The problem is that the world can make our alleluias seem so trivial. That we are celebrating one minute. And then we round the corner, and in the next minute, we are faced with another cry for help. So why have the parade? We know what happens after today. We know what takes place during the rest of Holy Week. So why have the parade in the first place? It's like the high school homecoming parade. Everybody is thrilled because student council voted for the theme this year to be Paris and Alabama. And they're meeting on Saturday to build the float. The entire senior class is going to be the best float in school history. And for hours, they make the largest paper mache Eiffel Tower on that trailer behind a four-wheeler that you've ever seen. But by the end of the one-mile loop of that parade, the Eiffel Tower looks more like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. That our parades are temporary. But that makes them no less important. Because when we celebrate, it speaks of more than just that immediate moment. It points to more hope and joy that is possible for this world. As one author says, a joyful life opens up the human imagination to what God desires for this entire world. So when we celebrate the joy of what matters the most, it points us to that deeper calling where we find the needs of others and the brokenness around us, where we heal others' wounds and we right those wrongs, and forgiveness and justice define our lives. That the parade points us to more. It also reminds us that the worst things are never the last things. That we carry around the weight of many burdens. Perhaps it's lost dreams. That we cannot remember that passion we had for helping others. That at some point the problem just seemed too big and we seemed too small. But then we overheard the third grader, who's talking a mile a minute because she is so excited. She's going to have a bake sale right there at the front of the neighborhood, raising money for the hungry. She spends all day Saturday baking cookies. The kitchen is a wreck. But she couldn't feel better about the world. And in her joy, we overhear the passion of Palm Sunday. Or maybe it's those ongoing dilemmas that we hold close to the vest. They're too hard to share with others. We keep our guards up. Too much stress, overwhelming anxiety, more problems than answers. But then our neighbor stops us and ask for our assistance. And we experience again how fulfilling it is to offer support and encouragement to another. And we realize that sharing our struggles is part of God's hope and renewal. Or maybe it's that forgiveness we never receive or never gave. That the wounds were too weak, our emotions were too tender, But then we hear the echoes of Psalm 118 that God's love endures forever. And we feel the opportunity again to put down our resentment and step into the freedom of mercy. That our parades are temporary, but that makes them no less important. That is the story of Holy Week. That despite what happens the rest of this week, we still wave our palm branches in the air and we shout, Alleluia. And I am so thankful for that one person in the story that before the parade takes place, the person goes and fetches the donkey. Because something so simple, so basic, so practical, something we can all do enables us to participate in the work of God's grace as it redeems this world. That we can simply offer a meal to a person who is hungry. Or we can just share our struggles with one another. Or we can ask for or extend to forgiveness to each other. That we can shout hallelujah even though the parade is temporary. That we can remember that our hosannas, our celebration, the joy that we find in this life points us to God's hope and renewal for all. And we can remember that the worst things are never the last things. Because this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.